play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Let's head it down to PA announcer Bill Allison for the rest of our starting lineups.
5'9", senior number 3, Kelsey Lay. A 5'7", sophomore, number 5, Riley Jenkins. A 5'7", senior, number 22, Andrea Sampson. A 5'9", senior, number 32, Chloe McCarthy. And a 5'7", senior, number 42, Deja Rain. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jay Barshinger, Michael Rux, and Josh Biddle.
Thanks to PA announcer Bill Allison here at Galesburg High School. John Thiel Jim getting ready to tip things off. Deja Range stepping in the center circle for the Streaks at 5'7", and a senior. Streaks in their home white, silver numbers, black and silver trim. Central Catholic in their road navy blue with light gold numbers and white and gold trim. Stepping into the center circle for the Saints will be Bailey Kaufman, 6 foot and a senior, the daughter of head coach Debbie Kaufman. So ready to get things underway here this afternoon. Silver Streak girls basketball on WGIL. Ball's up and tip one by the Streaks. Kelsey Legg in the backcourt gives way to Riley Jenkins. They'll set the offense against the Saints' man-to-man defense. Riley Jenkins, top of the key, gives to Deja Range out high left side. Left wing, Andrea Sampson. Andrea dribbles left. Thought about the three. Now gave to Chloe, top of the key. Probably should have pulled the trigger. Now a nice look underneath to Deja. Puts it on the floor. Can't hit. Comes up short. Rebound comes down to Lily Foley for Central Catholic. Quickly back the other way to Kaufman.
Deja passed up a wide-open shot on the left side there, Tom, and went under the rim with that power dribble to the right side and wasn't able to finish. There was a little bit more traffic there. I really want her to get rid of that dribble because I think if she would have gone right up, it would have been two.
So the Streaks, are they playing up?
2-3.
2-3, okay. Well, but Riley, I thought Riley was following Abby Davis before. Maybe it's a box and one.
Yeah, maybe it is a box and one.
Because Davis, I think, is their good shooter. So it looks like Riley was following, and they tried to go underneath, and the pass is overthrown. Streaks get it on the Central Catholic turnover. One thing I did notice this first time down the court for Central Catholic, Bailey Kaufman, their good post player, had the ball out on the perimeter and made a pretty nice drive and move, but Deja did a good job getting there, cutting her off on the baseline. So a decent ball handler. Chloe McCarthy back the other way with it for the Streaks. Streaks bottled up here and gives it to Riley Jenkins. Riley out top, and it has her pocket picked by Lauren Shanks down the left side. Shanks lays it up, missed it. Riley may have gotten a piece, but there to follow it up was Abby Davis. She beat the rest of the Streaks down, and Central Catholic leads 2-0, and Coach Massey is kind of wondering, it's like, hey, what's happening? Why did nobody get back here? And I think he's also talking about the setup against their defense.
Yeah, it was concerning there that it was a great job by Riley after she got her pocket picked to play some good defense on Shanks, keeping her to the point where Shanks actually got herself too far under the rim and hit the bottom of the rim with the shot. But you got to sprint back there and help her out. You can't leave her on an island and hope that she's going to be able to figure everything out there on her own. The other thing on the offensive end, the Streaks just didn't seem comfortable in getting a set after the full court press. And realistically, this is one of those presses where you just give the ball to Riley and let her go.
And that's what they do this time. She gets it across left side and goes right through. They don't even have time to get the trap set. Now it's Chloe McCarthy out high left side. Stops, fires the 18-footer. Good. Nice job by Chloe. That's something we don't see too much out of her. She's usually a spot-up shooter, but she put it on the floor, got inside the arc there, and got the opening. We're tied at two. 6:20 to play first quarter. Central Catholic with the basketball. Left baseline, it is Steinman. Steinman brings it out. sophomore.
I think it's a 2-3. They're just being real cognizant of shooters.
Yeah, because now Riley's not following around, it looks like, yeah. But she did. But the first time, though, Riley crossed from the left side of the, to the right side of the floor with her. Now bottle up on the baseline was Kaufman, and a timeout called by head coach Debbie Kaufman. And probably a good thing she did that because I think the pass was going to end up going out of bounds.
It did, but it got tipped by the streets.
Oh, okay.
If she would have waited another second, she would have gotten the ball on the baseline.
So, 30-second timeout. 5:59 to play here in the first quarter. We are tied to 2. The Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Bloomington Central Catholic Saints. They are 21-3. They're ranked number 4 in Class 3A. We'll find out. Are they deserving of that ranking? I suppose by their record they definitely are, but we'll see how the Streaks can do against them here this afternoon. They're not an overly athletic team like we've seen from some of the other good teams in Class 3A, that's for sure.
No, but you don't have to be necessarily athletic to be good. You look at that Morton team. I haven't thought Morton's been overly athletic in years.
Nice move there by Bailey Kaufman off the dribble, but sidestepped Deja Range, but couldn't get the shot to fall. Streaks bring it back the other way. Right wing, Andrea Sampson for 3. Good! That's what you like to see. And if the Streaks can shoot the way they did for about a couple of weeks stretch there, they'll be in good shape against just about any team. 5-2 Streaks, 5.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Out between the circles, it's Katie Steinman working against the Streaks 2-3 defense. Out high right side, it goes to Shanks. Now right baseline, it's Abby Davis, another sophomore. Got a lot of sophomores on this squad. Free throw line, this is Foley, left wing to Steinman. Steinman brings it back to the top of the key. Streaks playing some really good defense, and Central Catholic not able to figure it out as of yet. They like to go inside a lot, and Coffin's pretty much been at the high post. Now that's where they get it to her, and she turns and faces up, and she's a double, if not triple team. Left wing to Steinman for 3. That's good. Maybe she's their shooter.
Well, that was a good job right there by Kaufman. She got the ball inside, drew the double team, and kicked it out to the shooter. Oh, I don't know why Andrea didn't shoot that.
Now Deja has it in the paint, turns up off the glass and in. Got right through the arm of Kaufman, took the contact, and went up and in. I thought it was a good no-call because Deja went up into her, but she pushed it through with the strength and put it up and in. 7-5 Streaks. Top of the key, it's Kaufman with it. She'll fire the 19-footer, made it, so she's got some range as well. Bailey Kaufman with the shot. Make it 7-7, 4.5 minutes to play first quarter.
Streaks defense got caught chasing there, and then Kaufman ended up wide open.
Riley Jenkins, nice hesitation dribble, couldn't hit the shot, thought there was some contact. Rebound comes down to Steinman. Central Catholic back the other way.
Well, now their Streaks are man-to-man.
And this is Steinman to the right, goes to the wing to Davis. Back to Steinman, out high left side, it goes to Shanks. Now between the circle, this is Steinman with it, working against Andrea Sampson. She's actually going to drop off of her. And
Central Catholic trying to figure out what defense the Streaks are in because they didn't notice at first the change because Andrea's been up top the whole time. But now they figured out they're man-to-man. We'll see a little high post pick there.
Yeah, we'll see. I know they're going to be looking for Coppin down on the block. Nice job by Deja not letting her get in position. But this time they find Foley going down the left side. Shot got blocked, but she got her own rebound. Second rebound comes down on the miss to Chloe McCarthy. And I think a reach is going to be called against Lily Foley. Does go against Foley. That is her first foul. In fact, that's the first foul in the basketball game. 3:36 to play first quarter. Tied at 7. Our first substitutions, Chelsea Stevenson and Lexi Tucker check in for the Streaks. They'll give Andrea Sampson and Deja Range a break.
Did Deja get that block?
I think it was Chloe.
It was Chloe.
And a substitution for Central Catholic as, let's see, is that a 21 on the floor? There's no 21 on their roster. Thank you so much. So I have no idea who that is. Now Riley Jenkins, nice dump touch pass down to Lexi Tucker. The Streaks did a nice job breaking the press. Kelsey Legg to Riley Jenkins. Lexi Tucker lays it up and in.
Well, and it was a good job by Lexi not to put the ball on the floor.
Steal by Kelsey Legg after it got knocked away. Nice pass to Riley Jenkins running the floor. Up off the glass, too strong. But Kelsey Legg with a rebound, put it back, can't hit, but she gets fouled. That was a good job by Riley even to get the shot off because she was full speed. And by the time the ball got to her, she was almost under the basket. Did a great job even getting a good attempt at it. But Kelsey Legg with a rebound and a chance for the putback. And I didn't catch, we have to listen, turn the PA up here, see if we can catch who Bill says that is because the foul went against.
It went against.
Oh,
Abby
I guess
Davis.
That was 20. Never mind. Okay, yep. So that was 20, not 21. As Kelsey hits the first free throw attempted in the game. Second shot up, and that is good as well. 11-7 Streaks, 3:05 to play here in the first quarter. Back the other way is Davis. Top of the key, it goes to Shanks. Right wing, this is Davis, fires a 3, it's good. Well, they do have a couple of good shooters, that's for sure. Couple of threes.
She's a little bit behind that line, too.
Riley Jenkins picks up, gets trapped up, gets it away to Kelsey Legg, left of the center circle. Kelsey drives down the floor and travel with it down the middle.
Oh, they're going to call the bump on Kaufman.
Yeah, we got a break there because I think the travel happened. Because she kind of got, kind of drug her foot and kind of tripped herself up and then ran into Kaufman.
She wanted to dump the ball off, but Kaufman did a good job sliding to the loft and then took that away, and then she ran into Kaufman.
First foul on Kaufman, 13 foul now on Central Catholic. Inbound comes to Riley Jenkins, got tapped away. Riley's able to get it back, though. Now Chloe McCarthy with it near the center circle. Riley has it now between the circles. Back to Chloe out high left side. Now to Lexi Tucker out high on the right side. She'll give to Riley Jenkins, left wing, fires a three, short. Rebound, Lexi Tucker there, fourth skies and tries to get it up. She's going to get tied up, though. Great hustle by Lexi Tucker. She snuck in between a couple of blue jerseys there, was able to get the rebound, but was a little off balance, so she couldn't protect the ball, got tied up, and the possession error points towards Central Catholic. 2:20 to play first quarter, 11-10, Streaks lead. Shanks with it, out high right side. It goes to Davis, back to Shanks between the circles. Out high left side, the unknown player will figure out here coming up at some point. Now this is Davis with it. To Shanks out high left side. Top of the key goes to Kaufman. Fakes down the right side of the lane. Spins in the paint. Turns. Puts it up. Oh, wow. Got the shot. And they're going to count it.
Wow.
He blew the whistle on the spin. I don't know how you count that shot. It was a really good move, but the whistle blew way before she even thought about shooting the ball.
Well, I think she was thinking about shooting the ball because why she went in a move. Yeah. But, yeah, she hadn't started her shot yet. And just an odd continuation there.
So the shot in, and Kaufman with a chance at the traditional three-point play. Her free throw is up and good. And looks like, is she going to come out? No.
Sarah Stevens
and she replaces Abby Davis. Also back in for the Streaks, Deja Range, Andrea Sampson, Lauren Livingston for the first time, Kaylee Miller in as well. Riley Jenkins stays on the floor, and she's got the ball. Cross midcourt right side, 13-11. Central Catholic has the lead with 1:43 to play in the first quarter. Right wing, Riley Jenkins to Lauren Livingston down on the right block, backs it back out, and tried to get it to Riley, but the pass was too low, went right between her legs. And
tried to pick it up. Well, and part of that, I think, was Lauren was worried about getting the ball reversal, didn't look and before she passed it and just kind of flung it over at Riley and was too low.
I mean, and not a bad idea because the defense closed out on her down on the block, but, yeah, you got to see the pass before you make a near steal by Andrea Sampson. Now Shanks has it out near the center circle for Central Catholic. They lead 13-11, 1:20 to play in the first quarter. Kaufman drives right baseline, cut off by Kaylee Miller. Now trapped. Nice defense by Deja Range and Kaylee Miller. I just noticed Deja's wearing number 52 rather than 42. Left wing, three-pointer up and no good by Stevens. And Riley Jenkins comes away with it. Riley on the run, left side, beats him down and throws it up toward the basket as she got fouled. Are they going to say it's a shooting foul? Should be because she threw it toward the basket. We'll see.
Nope,
they're going to say it's on the floor. It was a smart move by Riley. The foul went against Shanks. That's her first. That's 14 fouls now on Central Catholic. As Kaufman goes to the bench, and she's replaced as Lauren Livingston puts up a 17-footer left baseline, airballed it, and the rebound comes away to Steinman. In for Central Catholic is Abby Cox, a 6-foot sophomore. Shanks with it. Now between the circles, it's Steinman near the center circle. Less than a minute to play here in the first quarter. 13-11, the Central Catholic lead. They're going to play catch with it and work for one. Steinman with it.
It's weird that they're working for one with 42 seconds left when they started this possession.
Yeah. Oh, maybe because they don't have Kaufman in there, they'd rather take their chances. I don't know. But I'm not sure. Well, she's got one foul. But otherwise, I guess just to give her a break here at the end of the first quarter. Now the Streaks come out in pressure with 23 seconds to play.
1-3-1.
This is Steinman with it. Left wing, it goes to Foley. Swing it over to Shanks. Now it's Steinman. Shanks right of the center circle with 10 seconds to play. Now Steinman. Left wing, it goes to Foley.
Now they're going back man to man.
Now it's Stevens with it. 4 seconds to play. Left wing, they're trying to find that three. A nice dump down to Foley, and she laid it up and in. They just got the streaks caught, shifting one way, and that was a really nice look from Steinman underneath to Foley, who turned and laid it up and in. To end the quarter, it is after one, Central Catholic 15, Galesburg 11. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL on WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Looking to spruce up your kitchen? Maybe add a decorative countertop or some new cabinets? Give Courtright Construction a call for a free estimate. They can create a one-of-a-kind countertop that has the look of real stone for a fraction of the price. Learn more at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
Be sure you have a white WGIL button for all your coats. Get as many as you need at How Overhead Doors Incorporated at their new location on Grand Avenue in Galesburg.
One quarter in the books here this afternoon at the Galesburg Shootout. The fourth-ranked team in Class 3A, the Bloomington Central Catholic Saints, leading the Galesburg Silver Streaks 15-11. Streaks for the basketball to start the second quarter. Inbound comes to Riley Jenkins in the backcourt. She'll set the offense for the Streaks. Dribbles left, kicks out to Kelsey Legg on the left wing. She puts it on the floor, takes it out high. Down the right side of the lane, lays it up and got it. Nice move by Kelsey Legg. Saw the opening, just kept going and puts it up and in. She's got four, make it 15-13. This is Shanks left wing to Steinman out between the circles. Now Shanks. She'll give it back to Steinman out between the circles. They kind of like to work it out on the perimeter, just kind of lull you to sleep and find the opening. Now a wide-open three for Shanks. Actually, Andrea was able to close out on her. She airballed it. And the rebound came down to Kelsey Legg. Clears to Chloe McCarthy. Now Riley Jenkins will bring it up.
I was guessing she wasn't a very confident shooter because a couple possessions ago, she passed up a wide-open three.
Now Andrea for three left. Baseline in and out, no good. Kaufman down with a rebound for Central Catholic. And Riley Jenkins with a steal. She's got one on three, and she'll wait for her teammates. Smart move by Riley. Gives to Deja top the key. Now Chloe has it, and she'll set the offense. He'll bring it back out. Under 7 minutes to play here in the first half. Streaks trail 15-13. Deja range to Riley Jenkins, right wing. Looking for Deja, back door. Whoa, wide open. Yeah, there she is. A little late on the pass. It went over through her. Yeah, I saw it before she did because I saw the pick coming. Deja was wide open going under there, but whoever the defender was on Riley kind of had her blocked by the time she saw it. She threw the pass a little bit too high.
Well, I don't know that it was overthrown. I personally think she should have caught it. It went right through her hands. She got up there. The problem was the pass had to go over the top of Kaufman, so you had to put some arc on it to get it up there. I thought it was a pretty good pass, actually.
Now Steinman for three, top of the key. Got it. Wow. I'm trying to figure out which one is the good shooter because that's her second three-pointer. And Davis put one up that looked pretty good as well. 17-13, Central Catholic, 6:18 to play, first half. Kelsey Legg to Andrea Sampson, right wing. She'll penetrate baseline and try to get the pass off to Deja, but the pass got blocked, and it came down with Andrea's hand still on it, and she was on the end line.
Good call by the official, though. You often can see that kind of end up with an official not making the right decision, and right there I thought he did a really good job watching the end line when she came down.
Coach Kaufman pointing out, so I don't know if there was some sweat water on the floor or something there that he was kind of wiped
it
up.
It looked like popcorn from up
here. Oh, was that what it was?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I guess I think it was. I thought Coach Reynolds just picked up. It was white, whatever it was, down on the end of the floor in the black paint. All right, this is Davis with it for Central Catholic. High post to Foley, left side, left wing, back to Davis. She'll fire a long three-pointer, missed that one. And Kelsey Legg comes away with a rebound. She'll clear it herself across midcourt right side. Gets trapped up and lost control of it.
It
goes to the floor. And yeah, and they're going to call a jump ball. It's going to go back to Central Catholic. Yeah, Kelsey dove after it, and she actually was able to get it on the floor and slid with it. And they called
and
the tie-up.
She also spun
over.
Yeah,
turned over too, yeah. Good hustle by Kelsey, but got herself in a bad spot there coming across midcourt, dribbled right into a trap. 5:44 to play first half, 17-13 Central Catholic. This is Steinman out between the circles. Left wing to Shanks. Left baseline it goes to Kaufman. Kaufman puts it on the floor, goes to the wing. Top of the key to Davis. Right wing to Shanks. Left side it goes to Steinman. Now out between the circles, it's Davis again. Now Shanks right side. Davis between the circles. High post to Foley. Free throw line to Steinman. They do a really good job moving the ball quickly. They're just waiting to catch the defense shifting one way when the ball's going the other way.
Well, and that's good. Good to take advantage of against the 2-3 because the outside shooting is what's going to be open. And what I've kind of liked is how they float Kaufman out to the perimeter so that it's harder for the Streaks to keep an eye on her. Too often you see teams, when you have a good post player, the team just keeps the post player in the paint the whole time.
Davis for three left baseline is a guy. She got around a pick on the baseline. They got it to her. She put it up and in. That's her second three-pointer of the game. She's got a couple. Stima has a couple. Biggest lead of the game at 20-13.
They call that two?
Oh, did they?
They only put two on the board.
Oh, okay.
It was 18-13 before that.
Okay, well, we'll take that back. It's a two-pointer. Streaks with it. Chloe McCarthy out high right side. Right wing it goes to Riley Jenkins. She'll bring it back out and reset against the Central Catholic man-to-man. Deja Range, top of the key. To Riley Jenkins. She'll fire the three out high left side. That one's too short. And Deja comes away with the offensive rebound. Kicks out to Kelsey. Now it's Chloe between the circles. And she'll get to Riley. She'll reset the offense. 4-11 to play first half. Streaks trail 20-13. Out high right side, Chloe McCarthy fires a three. Too strong. Rebound comes down to Davis for Central Catholic.
I don't know, because now they have 8 points on the board for Davis, so I don't know what they're doing.
Okay. Now an errant pass by Central Catholic, and nobody touched it, and it goes back to the streaks as Lexi Tucker will check back in. She'll give Deja Range a break. Back in for Central Catholic is Abby Cox, and she'll give Lily Foley a break. Also, Chelsea Stevenson back in. She'll spell Andrea Sampson with 3:52 to play here in the half. Streaks trailing 20-13. Inbound to Kelsey Legg. Gives way to Riley Jenkins. She'll bring it across right of the center circle. Right baseline, Chelsea Stevenson fakes, drives, pulls up with a five-footer. Got
and
it,
one.
And she's fouled from behind. Was that Kaufman that got her?
I think so. That'll be her second.
Does go against Bailey Kaufman. Nice job by Chelsea Stevenson. Saw the opening, made the drive. The only problem she has, she's really, really quick and got really quick feet. Most of the time they're too quick. She gets called for the travel, and I think she might have gotten away with it on that one, too. However, she made a nice job, stopped and pulled up, concentrated, put the shot up and in, and she also made the free throw. Nice three-point play for Chelsea Stevenson. Streaks trail 20-16, 3.5 minutes to play here in the first half. This is Shanks, and she'll get to Steinman. She's got it out near the center circle. Dribbles right, kind of, man, she was almost handing it to Kelsey's dribbling, going left with her right hand, and just kind of holding it out there. If she keeps doing that, Kelsey's kind of jabbing at an L. She'll swat that away if she does it again. Steinman goes left baseline to Davis. Down on the block, it goes to Cox. Kicks it back out to Kaufman. Fakes a shot, drives down the right side, kicks out to Shanks. She'll penetrate, kicks it over to the left side to Steinman. Left baseline, Davis, they set a pick for, but Riley Jenkins able to close out.
Well, and a good job by Riley. She recognized that that screen was coming because that Cox was trying to sit out there so that Riley wouldn't see it, and Riley kept an eye on Davis the whole time.
2:43 to play in the half, 20-16 Central Catholic. This is Kaufman with the ball on high right side between the circles. Davis, left side it goes to Cox. They know she's not going to shoot the three, so Chloe's not even guarding her at all, and she's not going to put it on the floor either. Now left elbow. Kaufman spins left, does that same move every time, puts it up, can't hit it, and a rebound Chelsea Stevenson for the streaks. But the outlet, she tossed it over to Chloe, and Chloe couldn't get a good handle on it to hit the end line when she dropped it. They're going to have to recognize Kaufman each time she's gone to the basket. She's made that same reverse pivot from right to left, and yeah, no matter which side of the basket she's on.
She likes that spin move when she digs the foot in.
Lauren Livingston in. She'll give Kelsey Legg a break. 2:20 to play here in the half. 20-16 Central Catholic. Now Deja steals the ball from Kaufman.
Oh.
Kaufman kind of making a jab step at her, and Deja just snatched it away.
A little early on the steal call, though, because she bobbled it for a second. I was like, oh, geez.
Now Lauren Shanks gets called for a foul as Riley was crossing over in front of her. She bumped her in the shoulder, so that is her second foul. 16 fouls now on Central Catholic. Streaks will be at the free throw line from here on out. Kaylee Miller in. She'll inbound from the near sideline. Looking, finally gets it in to Lauren Livingston. Right back to Kaylee. Nope, overthrew her, and the streaks turn it over.
Well, Lauren's not throwing the ball. She's just trying to fling the ball, and she's got to pass it normally so she has control over it, and it keeps going wide or low on her.
Andrea Sampson's going to get called for the foul. Nice job by Steinman. She was the aggressor on that and went kind of bodied up, went into Andrea, and they're going to more often than not call that on the defense, and that was the case. So going to the free throw line will be Katie Steinman. She's got 6 points and now make it 7 as she hits the first.
Katie Steinman at the line.
So Davis
They have her for 8 points, so that had to have been
right.
a three-pointer, right?
No.
But it doesn't show that on the scoreboard.
Right.
Second free throw, no good. Lauren Livingston comes away with a rebound for the Streaks.
My only thought is that last three by Steinman wasn't called for a three, but they haven't put her number up on the scoreboard yet, so I haven't been able to tell.
Now, Anna Isaac is in. She gets called for the foul. She bumped Riley Jenkins, and that's going to put Riley at the free throw line with 1:55 to play. Well, let's take advantage of these while we got the opportunity here to end the first half. So Riley has the opportunity for the one and bonus. 1:55 to play. Streaks trailing 21-16, now 17 as Riley hits the first. Back in is Shanks, and she'll replace Isaac. Also, Kaufman back in. She'll replace Cox for Central Catholic.
Playing with fire here.
So Riley Jenkins at the free throw line. Second shot up, and that one in and out, no good. Deja ties up. Kaufman for the rebound, actually took it away, got it to Riley, puts it up. She got fouled, no call. Deja skies for the rebound, puts it up off the glass and in. Great hustle on the offensive glass by the Streaks, especially Deja Range there. 21-19 Streaks trail, 1:40 to play in the half. Kaufman, top of the key, and you're right, Kaufman's got two fouls, and she puts her back in there with less than 2 minutes to play.
Yeah, it'd be one thing if there was one possession left on offense, but bringing her back with this much time, the Streaks should go right at her in the next possession.
Steinman with it out between the circles. Left wing, it goes to Davis. Back to Steinman on the volleyball spike line. Out high right side, it goes to Shanks. Now Steinman left to the center circle. 1:14 to play. I mean, it looks like they're working for one shot. That's just kind of the way they run their offense. They're just a little more further away from the basket at this point and just looking to for the Streaks to fall asleep, more or less.
Yeah, and they're swinging a baseline runner the whole time to try to... Lauren's going to get called for the foul.
Yeah, she got there late. They found... Foley going to her right, and they got the ball to her, and Lauren just couldn't stop her momentum, ran into her, and that's going to be her first foul. But that is just the third team foul on the Streaks. Chloe McCarthy, Kelsey Legg will check back in. They'll replace Kaylee Miller and Lauren Livingston. Kaufman to inbound from the right baseline for Central Catholic. Exactly a minute to play. And it comes to Steinman, right wing. Now Davis out high, looking for Kaufman post up. Couldn't find her. Now Steinman on the right wing. Deja doing a really good job. And Steinman's got to watch herself the way she's kind of pushing into Deja, trying to back her into the lane there.
Kaufman?
Yeah. Or, I'm sorry, Kaufman. Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking.
Yeah. No, Davis was outside. She's not moving Deja anywhere.
Yeah, they called Steinman's last three at two.
Okay.
That's where it is.
Now Deja's going to get called for the... She kind of bumped as Kaufman went to the baseline. Deja made the mistake kind of leaning in. Didn't really swat at the ball, kind of leaned in there with that left arm, though. That's going to be her first foul. Just the 14th foul on the Streaks. 35.1 to play in the half. And now Lexi Tucker will check in.
Lexi Tucker returns to the Streaks line.
And it'll be Shanks to inbound from the right baseline. And it comes to Steinman, right wing, fires a wide open three, in and out, no good, and the rebound gets tipped around. It's finally loose ball run down by Andrea Sampson. 27 seconds to play, Streaks trail 21-19. It'd be nice to go into the locker room tied or maybe with a one-point lead here with a three-pointer.
Well, the Saints are going to do everything they can not to let the Streaks hold for one, it looks like. And finally they found the weak link, and it was Kelsey against Foley.
Now 8 seconds to play. Riley Jenkins near midcourt. With five. Right baseline goes to Andrea now. Wing, top of the key, Chloe. Out high left side to Kelsey. Fires a long three. Missed it at the buzzer. So we don't get a good look at it in the half. But pretty good half of basketball. After one half, it is the Bloomington Central Catholic Saints 21. The Galesburg Silver Streaks 19. We'll come back with a halftime show. Run down the halftime scoreboard. Halftime stats and more. Streaks trail 21-19 to the fourth-ranked team in Class 3A, the Bloomington Central Catholic Saints. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
Yeah, walk the dog, gamed a little, played a little frog.
What does your morning commute sound like?
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a sausage McMuffin with egg and a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, please?
Kids back up, went back home, then I went to...
Here you go, Jim.
Here's to making your morning routine a little better. Right now, mix and match two select breakfast sandwiches, like a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, a sausage McMuffin with egg, or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $4. Breakfast at McDonald's. Single item at regular price. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Here's something to think about. In today's economy, even if you have a 401k or a pension, it will most likely not be enough to fund your retirement. Your goal of lifetime financial security could begin today by opening a traditional or Roth IRA. Hi, I'm Nicole Molden, personal banker at Tompkins State Bank in Galesburg. Understanding IRAs and their benefits can be confusing. I can help answer some of your questions so you can decide which one best fits your future goals. To learn more, please contact me or stop by any of our four locations and start saving today.
Tompkins State Bank, community-minded, customer-focused, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
WGIL is proud to be connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Michelle Bazzari from WGIL, reminding you that you can go back to the 80s while helping the Warren Henderson County's Relay for Life. An 80s-themed relay kickoff dinner and dance starts at 5:30 Saturday, February 2nd at the Monmouth American Legion. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and connected to Galesburg. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson at John Thiel Gym, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks are trailing the Saints of Bloomington Central Catholic High School 21-19. Of course, the Streaks 16-9, the Saints 21-3. They are ranked number 4 in Class 3A. One of the other games that just got done right before ours here, a boys game, a varsity side between Byron and Monmouth Roseville. It was a tight one throughout, but Byron able to pull away at the end. They defeated Monmouth Roseville 56-49. The other games coming up, well, the Lewiston girls are out there warming up. We don't know that they have an opponent, though. They were supposed to play Lanark Eastland, a couple of the top teams in Class 1A and 2A. And Eastland called and said they were not going to make it down. So I don't know if they found an opponent for Lewiston or not, but they're out there warming up here at halftime. That game is scheduled for 4:30. Then at 6 o'clock, we go back to the boys' side. It'll be former Galesburg assistant coach Eric Smith and his Alton. Are they the Redbirds or the Cardinals? I don't remember what they are. I think the Cardinals or the Redbirds. I don't remember.
I don't know. Now you got it in my head.
Anyway,
I think it's Cardinals, but I'm not 100% sure.
Well, they're going to take on the Rock Island Rocks, who the Streaks beat here last night in a really good game in the Western Big Six Conference to pick up their second conference win. And then 7:30 tonight, it'll be the Galesburg Silver Streaks against the Dixon Dukes. Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman will have that scheduled for 7:30, so around 7:10 for the pregame. It just depends on how things run here the rest of our game and if there is a game after that, and then, of course, the Alton Rock Island game. Also, the Illinois Fighting Illini, a huge win. I believe, as Brad Benowitz told me, their first win over a ranked team in 3 years. And they won on the road at Maryland, who was, what, 13th in the nation?
13th. The first win over a ranked team since the 2016 Big Ten tournament. They upset Iowa.
So they got the win on the road at Maryland. So
they were 0-15 before.
Wow. So you can see flashes of it, them starting to turn the corner. You saw Minnesota, then Iowa, like they didn't show up. And then so maybe they're turning the corner. I hope so.
I think the Iowa game was a tough game because you're going on the road after they had absolutely demolished Minnesota. And the thing for the Illini, without becoming real critical here, the thing for the Illini is it's as simple as if the shots don't go out down for the guards, they're going to lose the game, and they're probably going to lose by a bunch. And
that's what
happened at Iowa.
Well, and then that game when Iowa just shot, they were unconscious from behind the arc. It was ridiculous. And what they shot over, I think from the field, they were over 58% or 56%, something like that, something crazy. But anyway, so the Illini's next action now. They'll see the Minnesota Golden Gophers again. That'll be Wednesday night. This will be up at the Barn, though, in Minneapolis. We'll have it for you here 7 o'clock on WGIL. Prior to that, though, coming up Monday night, we have got Galesburg Silver Streak girls basketball, the game that got postponed on Thursday night with Alleman. The Pioneers will be here at John Thiel Gym. Eric and I will be here for that one. And,
assuming we don't get that big storm.
Well, exactly. Yeah. That's another thing. And then the extra cold temperatures come again. So we'll have that one for you. And also, prior to the game, we'll pick up a ceremony. They're going to be honoring Streak's head coach
coach Evan Massey for his 900th win. They just wanted to do something here in John Thiel Gym, because when he actually got the win, it was over at the field house. They did a little something. They mentioned it before the game that night, but again, they want to do something proper here at a Western Big Six game with a big crowd. So that'll be Monday. And then, Thursday night, we will be on the road at Moline up at Wharton Fieldhouse to play the Maroons. Friday night, the boys and girls will both play. The girls have a makeup game with Lincoln from the Downstate Classic, and we'll be here on WGIL because that game will get underway first, 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 6:40. The boys that night will be on the road at United Township, and that'll be at Wharton Fieldhouse. And that game will be on 92.7 FM, The Laser. Streaks trail here at halftime, 21-19. We'll come back with our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
The official WGIO forecast. Becoming partly cloudy for tonight with a low of 4, a wind chill value of negative 1 to negative 6 for tomorrow. Cloudy with a slight chance of snow in the afternoon, a high of 21, a wind chill value of positive 3 to negative 7. Then for tomorrow night, cloudy with a mix of snow and freezing rain overnight, temperatures rising to the low 30s. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 12 degrees here on WGIL.
And Shirts of Watauga, Jeffrey Soper of Galesburg, and Jenny Howard of Dehinda each won $100 when they were spotted wearing their white WGIL buttons. Find out how you can win at WGIL.com.
Halftime at John Thiel Gym, the Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the Central Catholic Saints 21-19. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm 11 and not a ton of scoring to talk about. Streaks led by a couple of players with 4 points. Deja Range on a couple of baskets. Kelsey Legg on a basket, 2 for 2 from the line. 3 points for Chelsea Stevenson on a basket free throw, traditional three-point play. 3 points for Andrea Sampson on a three in the first quarter. A point for Riley Jenkins on 1 for 2 from the line, and a basket for Lexi Tucker. Streaks 4 for 5 from the line, just the 1 3-pointer. Central Catholic led by Katie Steinman with 6 points, a 3, a 2, and 1 for 2 from the line. 5 points for Abby Davis, or excuse me, she's got eight, on a couple of threes and a 2-5 for Bailey Kaufman. A couple of baskets to the free throw, 2 for Lily Foley on a basket. They were 2 for 3 from the line and hit 3 3-pointers.
Well, 5 turnovers for Central Catholic. The Streaks turned it over 8 times. Rebounding edged the Streaks out 13-8, 5-2 on the offensive boards. Central Catholic is 8 of 17 from the field, 3 of 6 from downtown. Streaks 7 of 17 from the field, 1 of 6 from downtown. That's how close this game is.
Halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Streaks will have the ball to start the second half, trailing 21-19. They are 16-9. Central Catholic 21-3. They are ranked number 4 in Class 3A. Kelsey legged inbound. Good defense, but finally gets it into Deja Range. Now Kelsey has it. She'll hand off to Riley Jenkins in the center circle. Saints stick with their man-to-man defense. Deja Range, right wing to Riley Jenkins. Riley, man, she should have driven on her. She's got Foley out there on her, and there's no way she's going to stay between her and the basket, but they fill it up underneath there before she goes. Now Riley's got it left side, goes to the wing, hesitate down the left sideline. Missed it. Too hard on the shot. I think she was surprised she was so wide open, and hit it too hard off the glass. Quickly back the other way. Kaufman, left wing, it goes to Davis. Now to Foley down the left block. Spins toward the baseline. Nice bounce pass to, who was that? Steinman?
It's or Davis.
No, Shanks.
It's Shanks.
Nice bounce pass to Shanks. Couldn't hit the shot, but she gets fouled. It's going to go against Deja Range. That's her first, or second. First team foul here in the second half. That'll put Shanks at the free throw line for 2 shots. First one is up and rolls off no good. Really flat hit almost the underside of the front rim before it kind of rolled up there a little bit, but missed it.
Trying to preserve Kaufman's fouls, I would guess. They don't have her in on the free throw lane.
Second shot up and good. They'll pick up with the, looks like a 1-2-2 full court press. Streaks break it easily. Andrea Sampson across midcourt. Picks up, though, looking for help now. And finally gets to Riley Jenkins in the center circle. Riley gives to Kelsey Legg, left wing, who thought about the three and decided not to take it. Thought she was open enough, didn't pull the trigger. Foley was closing out on her. Now Chloe McCarthy, Deja Range between the circles, right wing to Kelsey Legg. Chloe McCarthy down the right side of the lane, puts it up, came up short. Little body contact, no call.
Well, Chloe tried to use her off arm to shield the ball. I almost think she would have been better just going up her normal way and absorbing the contact, trying to take the foul.
Shanks three-pointer right baseline up and in. So there's her third good three-point shooter. 6:37 to play, and now the Streaks turn it over. Foley, now it's Shanks. Right baseline, Kaufman leans in and ran into Deja, fell down, lost the ball, but Steinman came up with it. She missed the three. Riley Jenkins with a rebound, and now a foul is going to be called on Shanks as she reaches in. 6:23 to play. Let's see, so Shanks, I have to put her three-pointer down. 25-19. Now, what do we got going on? Brought a sub in. They're talking about, well, and they're complaining. They thought there should have been a foul called on Deja Range. Deja was standing there straight up and down. Kaufman ran into her and bounced off of her.
Tom, I want to get this in before we get back.
Yeah, Eric Matthews, Galesburg AD, was just up talking to you.
What he said was our girls are going to play back-to-back. They're playing Lewiston after this.
Okay. Oh, nice drive by Kelsey
Legg. Shot up
Lake.
And in right there. In. Nice shot by Kelsey Legg. The bigger news is the boys' game against Dixon has been canceled. Dixon didn't want to come down with the weather the way it is.
Okay, so that's an interesting turn of events.
So it's been released. It's been tweeted out. It's been put out on social media. But for any of our listeners that were planning to come, be aware that the boys' game was canceled. Alton against Rocky will be the last game of the night.
All right, three-pointer up and no good by Davis, but Foley with a rebound puts it up and in. 27-21, Central Catholic with the lead over the Streaks. Kelsey Legg out high left side, puts it on the floor, gets to Riley Jenkins out high on the right side now. So the girls are girls. I know they were searching for somebody to play against Lewiston. They were here, and now nice drive by Riley Jenkins down the left side of the lane, laid it up and in, and she's fouled. I think it's going to go against Steinman. What a nice move by Riley, kind of protected the ball going up and able to get the shot off. And no, the foul went against Davis rather than Steinman. That's her second foul. So Riley Jenkins with the two, and she'll get a chance at the traditional three-point play, make it 27-23, 5:21 to play. So the Streaks are going to play Lewiston. Lewiston, one of the top teams, and I think they're 1A, aren't they? I can't remember if they're 1A.
I thought that they were 1A.
Yeah.
In a second.
Deja couldn't run the rebound. Now fully able to grab it. Now Davis, it's Steinman on the run, right side. Down the right side, came up short on the shot. Nice defense by Andrea Sampson. Kelsey Legg with a rebound. So in the meantime, we had and the ball got knocked away. It's going to go back to the Streaks. I think we had a miss, and I think we had a Kelsey Legg rebound down here while you were talking to Eric, and we had a Streaks turnover also.
Yeah, I think I got all of that.
I wasn't sure if you were able to see it or not.
Lewiston is the number three team in 1A.
In 1A, okay. So the Streaks are going to play back-to-back. And I imagine it's one, depending on what happens in this game. We might not see a lot of our starters in that game. I don't know. We'll see. Because they also have a conference game Monday night.
Right. And Coach Massey even stated the other day that Lewiston wanted to come here only if they got to play somebody real good. So, I don't know. He may play him just out of respect for them showing up.
Nice drive by Riley Jenkins. A quick four-point run for her. Puts it up and in left side. Now make it 27-25, Central Catholic. 4.5 to play third quarter. Right wing, this is Davis to Kaufman. No, it's knocked away by Deja Range. Nice defense by Deja. Riley down the left side, lays it up off the glass. Too strong. Deja rips the rebound away, puts it up off the glass. Got it.
Great job
by Deja Range. Not only knocking the ball away on this end, but getting down there for the offensive glass and cleaning it up.
And the other thing I forgot to say, there's going to be a 30-minute break between this game and the next game.
Okay. So we're tied at 27, but a foul's going to be called. Did they get Deja back on this end? Yeah, Deja got called for it, trying to cut off the baseline.
Third?
Yeah, that's three on Deja now. So Lexi Tucker will check back in. Kaylee Miller is in. Kelsey Legg and Deja Range will get a break. 4:07 to play third quarter. We are tied at 27. Well, so I guess we're going to have a little bit longer day than we thought. I don't know. I guess.
Yeah, I thought we were only doing one game today.
Yeah, yeah. Kaufman missed the shot. Nice defense by the Streaks. Rebound, Lexi Tucker. 4 minutes to play third quarter. We're tied at 27. So no Galesburg High boys game tonight. Dixon didn't want to make the trip, and the Streaks got a break there. They got bailed out by Shanks as Kaylee Miller tried to go cross-court to Andrea Sampson. Really had no chance of getting it there, and Shanks actually knocked it out of bounds. So the Streaks will get another shot at it. Cox back in for Central Catholic along with... Where's my program? I just... How in the heck did I lose my program? But I lost it. Here they are. Isaac in, but the Streaks turn it over anyway. This is Davis with it to Cox out high right side. Now it's Steinman on the right wing. Top of the key, it's Cox. Goes to Kaufman down on the right block. Nice move, and they're going to call the foul from behind. And that's the... I don't like that call because the official was in no position to see if there was contact. The mistake Lexi Tucker made was she swiped at the ball over the top. I don't know that there was any contact, but I just don't like the call because he's not in a good position to call it. But when you swipe your arm like that, they're going to call it.
Right.
That's two on Lexi, and the free throws, both of them up and good, or the free throw up and good by
Free throw in one.
Yeah, so traditional three-point play, that's her second one of the game. She's got 8 points, make it 30-27 now. Central Catholic with the lead. 3.5 minutes to play third quarter. Streaks break the full court pressure. Andrea Sampson with it.
Tentative time on that second game is 4:30, but obviously it depends on when we get done here.
Kaylee Miller, three-pointer left baseline, in and out, no good, and the rebound's going to go off Cox last, so to go back to the Streaks on the left baseline. So what time about?
About 4:30.
Okay.
Tentative time, but I would guess it'll depend on when we get done because he said a half an hour or so.
Andrea Sampson, right baseline, brings it out to the wing. Now to Riley Jenkins out near the center circle with 3:05 to play here in the quarter. It's to Chloe McCarthy going down the left side lane. Spun was kind of out of position, trying to put the shot up, missed it, and it's going to go off the Streaks last. And Central Catholic will bring it back the other way, and they'll bring a couple of their starters back in, Shanks and Davis. 3:01 to play. 30-27, Central Catholic leads the Galesburg Silver Streaks. So the fourth-ranked team in 3A, and what's Lewiston? Third in 1A. And they were scheduled to play Byron, who was also, I know, top 10, if not.
Yeah, I think they were four.
Four or five. Cox with it out high left side, swings it over to Davis on the right wing, to Kaufman mid-post. To Cox, left wing it goes to Shanks. Shanks penetrates, splits the Streaks defenders, and got away with the travel there, put it up off the glass and in. Shanks
just
with five.
Always drives me nuts when somebody picks up the ball to get by a defender and they don't call it.
Now the Streaks, Riley tried to get it to Lexi. The ball got knocked away, and Central Catholic comes back the other way.
Where was the foul?
Wow. Shanks drove left side, put the shot up, and Chloe McCarthy clearly got all ball but got called for a foul.
No. How do you call that?
No, it wasn't
Chloe. It was Lexi Tucker.
No, they gave it to Chloe.
Oh, he did say 32. Lexi was the one that blocked the shot.
Oh, it was Lexi. Okay. Well, then, even less so because whoever blocked it, there was no contact, that's for sure.
And she jumped over Chloe to block the shot, so that's why I thought it was going to be a clean block.
Timeout called by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Full timeout. We'll take one as well.
30 seconds. It's full.
2:16 to play. Streaks trail 33-27 here in the third. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Prepare to save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off. Listen to Clark Howard weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at John Field Gym, 2:16 to play. in the first of what has become a doubleheader here this afternoon for the Galesburg High girls basketball team.
Transpired quickly.
Yeah, yeah. So Streaks trailing the number four team in Class 3A, the Bloomington Central Catholic Saints, 33-27. Now make it, still 33 as Shanks missed the second free throw. Lauren Livingston with a rebound. But they'll turn around and play the number three team in Class 1A, the Lewiston Indians, who came here to play a game against Byron. And Byron not able to make the trip. Also, the Galesburg High boys game has been canceled tonight. Dixon did not want to make the trip down here.
Should we call up some team from 4A?
Yeah, why
see if they want to come down?
Why not? See if we can get some other local team to play. I don't know. Somebody coming from better weather, perhaps. Deja Range out top with it. 33-27 as the Central Catholic lead. And the Streaks turned over. Shanks got into the passing lane and came away with it. Now Andrea's going to get called for a foul. Try to cut her off on the sideline. They called her for the bump. That's her second foul. Five team fouls on the Streaks here in the second half. 1:44 to play here in the third quarter. I'm going to run out of water. good. I guess we have time between games. There's going to be about a half hour in between. So, yep. And we'll do a much shorter pregame before the next one. And, yeah, so programming in between. I guess you're going to hear a little bit of Fox Sports Radio in between. So,
well, Brad's not doing anything now. Should we have him come in and do a studio show?
There we go. Yeah, Brad, he can come out here and do it if he wants. All right. Pass knocked away by Deja Range. Again, nice job, Deja. And Riley Jenkins comes away with it. Deja making a pitch for that Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. A couple of really good defensive plays here in the third quarter to help get the Streaks back into it, although they do trail 33-27. Streaks had it knocked away. Kelsey legged inbound on the near sideline near midcourt. And it comes to Andrea Sampson in the backcourt. She'll bring it across and gives to Riley Jenkins. Now Deja Range between the circles with under a minute to play in the third. Andrea Sampson out high right side. And, 5-second call. Wow.
Wow.
He wasn't counting. He did, and then he stopped counting because the defender backed off. And then he apparently was still counting and called the five because Andrea had kind of made a jab step and the defender dropped off and then he made the five call.
Jeez.
Wow, 49.7 to play. And Kaylee Miller will give Riley Jenkins a break here for the final 49 seconds of the third quarter. Inbound comes to Shanks. Now it's Diamond out high left side with 45 to play. Cox out high on the right side, swing it over to Shanks. Now it's Diamond out near the center circle. Now Shanks with it. Right at the center circle goes to Steinman with 34 seconds to play. Steinman behind the back picks up and gives to Davis left of the center circle with 28 seconds to play. Back to Steinman. Now Davis in the center circle with 23. Streaks don't want to fall asleep and let him get a back door here. And you're going to look for Coffin. If she gets it out on the perimeter, she's going to be making that go to the right and then spin back to her left. They got to be ready for that. 11 seconds to play. Now Steinman, she's going to fire the three right baseline. Missed it. And the rebound, Deja skies four, brings it away with 5 seconds to play. Now Andrea Sampson with four. Across midcourt with two. Gets it out and out. Back. Yeah, and the time's going to run out. Anyway, she tried to get it. They had her bottled up. She couldn't get a shot off and tried to get it to Kelsey Legg. And she was trying to jump from the backcourt into the front court. And the Streaks turned it over, but the quarter came to an end anyway. After three, it is Central Catholic 33, Galesburg 27. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
We're servicing vehicles, but more than that, we're servicing people. Michelle Batson understands that.
I went to Carl Sandburg for 4 years for automotive, and then I became a service advisor at Toyota, and then I stayed home with my kids for 4 years and came back to service advising because it's what I know and what I love.
Michelle is a great communicator who knows how to take care of people with automotive knowledge that is second to none. See what I mean when you schedule your appointment at the Galesburg Toyota Service Department. I'm Brian Penniman. Service local, service with confidence, service at Galesburg Toyota.
GalesburgToyota.com.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.
Fourth quarter just underway. John Field, Jimtown, Meredith, Eric Gibson. Streaks trail to Bloomington Central Catholic Saints, 33-27. Central Catholic with the basketball to start the fourth quarter.
Foley should have just gotten called for a moving screen because Chelsea Stevenson went behind her on the screen and Foley just backed her down, and you're not supposed to be able to do that.
Right wing, Davis fires a three. Got
Jeez.
It. Nice ball movement by Central Catholic.
She's got a pretty stroke, too. Yeah. She gets it up there a little bit, but it falls straight down.
Streaks trail by, this is the biggest lead of the game, at nine, isn't it?
Yeah.
For Central Catholic. Streaks can't fall apart, though. They can hang in there with this team. They just got to take care of the basketball. Chelsea Stevenson with it. Stops to Riley Jenkins out high left side. She fires a three. Can't hit. She just has it. Yeah, now a foul is going to be called on McCarthy. A bump going up after the rebound. That's going to be her second foul. Riley just hasn't had it from the perimeter here this afternoon. Had a few open looks at it.
How many points do you have Riley for?
Five.
Huh.
A couple of baskets and one for three from the line.
I have her for one, so I obviously have missed some things.
She had two baskets here in the third quarter. One of them I know happened when you were talking with Eric Matthews.
Okay. Sue.
But she had a couple because she had a four-point run there when that happened in the third quarter.
All right, well, just
and she had gotten fouled on the first one and missed the free throw, and then she had the second one. 6:40 to play in the ballgame. Streaks trail 36-27. This is Kaufman with it out high right side. Right baseline. It goes to Steinman. Or rather, that's Shanks. Back to Kaufman. Top of the key. Fakes. Goes right. She's going to spin back to her left and does. And then just kind of let the ball float. And coming away with it is Chelsea Stevenson for the Streaks. And her pass is knocked away. It's going to go back to the Streaks, though, on the near sideline. So we'll have another girls game coming up about a half hour after this one is done. And no boys game tonight. The boys game has been canceled. The girls, and I keep saying they were, that Lewiston was supposed to play Byron. They were supposed to play Lanark Eastland, kind of up in the same general vicinity up there. But Lanark Eastland didn't want to make the rebound. The Byron boys were already here and played the game before this against Monmouth Roseville. Andrea Sampson for
needed
three.
That.
Got it out higher right side. Her second
needed
of the ball game.
Needed that.
Vega 36-30, 6:06 to play in the ball game. Davis, left wing, picked up the dribble, looking for help, and gets to Kaufman on the left baseline outside the three-point arc. She gives top of the key to Steinman. Steinman pulls it out between the circles, out near the center circle now. Left wing to Foley. Now it's Shanks between the circles, right wing to Kaufman. Kaufman's probably not used to having, and her overthrows the pass, and Riley Jenkins comes away. I was going to say, Kaufman's probably not used to having the big from the other team be able to guard her on the perimeter and stay with her like Deja does, have the athleticism and quickness
right
to do that. Riley Jenkins, right wing, to Andrea Sampson out high right side, 5:26 to play. Andrea gets picked from Deja, goes right, takes it to the baseline, pulls back out, gives to Deja on the wing, now between the circles, Chloe McCarthy, long three from straight on, that's short, just grazes the front iron and Foley comes away with it. Steinman lost the outlet, now able to dribble away with it.
Now probably Foley. Not the shot you want from Chloe right there.
Now Kaufman in the paint turns and
traveled. Man. She put the ball down and moved her feet.
Yep. She turned and kind of ran into three white jerseys. And they called a foul instead. And they called on Kelsey Legg.
Well, and then they called shooting. She had put the ball under her armpit.
Yeah. So Kaufman hits the first free throw. Mega 37, 35:04 to play. A couple of substitutes for the Streaks. Kaylee Miller, Lexi Tucker back in. As both free throws are up and good by Kaufman. 38-30, the Central Catholic lead. Ooh, long cross-court pass. Dangerous from Kaylee Miller. Andrea Sampson able to get there and grab it.
Good thing she was throwing that to an infielder.
Yeah, exactly. And a strong one at that.
Right.
Nobody's going to take it away. Now a give and go. Chloe
okay.
down the left
Thank
side
you.
From Riley Jenkins. And Chloe got sandwiched there. And Davis is going, what did I do?
Well it was Kaufman, I think, that got that for her third.
Okay, so yeah, that is Kaufman. I think maybe Davis thought it was on her. She was in the general vicinity, but Chloe got hammered, and she'll go to the free throw line with two shots. Hasn't scored since a basket in the first quarter, and hits the first free throw. 38-31, Streaks trail, 4:47 to play here in the ball game. The first of two now for the girls. Second shot up and good as well. Steinman back the other way. 38-32 is the Central Catholic lead. Now it's Shanks out between the circles, out high left side to Steinman. Down on the left block goes to Foley. Goes baseline shot blocked by Chloe McCarthy.
Oh, she did get it?
Yeah, I thought she got a piece of it. Otherwise, yeah, would it, I think you thought it was going to be a travel, right? That
right.
She just missed a shot and then caught it. I think Chloe got a piece of it as she was going up, though. But the streaks come away with it now as Foley wasn't able to hold on to the rebound the second
time. Who shot
time.
That three? Was it Davis?
I think it was Davis. And a late
that
call.
That was a real late travel call.
Yeah, I mean,
call.
Kaylee Miller, yeah, she did travel, but by the time the official blew the whistle after the Central Catholic bench yelled travel, she had already gotten rid of the ball. So the streaks turned it over with 4:14 to play. And that's what you got to take care of the ball this late in the game against this team down by six. Davis left wing and overthrows it on the left baseline, so the streaks get a break there as Central Catholic turns it over. And Deja Range and Kelsey Legg will check back in. Lexi Tucker, Kaylee Miller will head to the bench.
Streaks really need to cut into this lead here. 4 minutes left. You want to get this thing down to hopefully one possession before too long, because you know what they're going to do. They're going to start taking time off the clock like they have at the end of every quarter.
Full court pressure on the streaks. Nearly turn it over. They get a break, though. Cox gets called for a foul. She reached from behind and pushed
And I love
Riley
that she
Jenkins.
Was, like, surprised by it. She ran through Riley.
Under 4 minutes now to play in the ball game. 38-32, streaks trail. Andrea Sampson inbounding near the scorer's table. Got it into Chloe McCarthy, right back to Andrea, left of the center circle. Andrea, right, stops, fires a three out high. Got it! That's her third of the ball game. Stop and pop, make it 38-35, and now a technical foul.
Wow.
On Debbie Kaufman. I don't know what her complaint is about.
I don't know, but at the same time, she hasn't. I've watched her in a couple, like, I thought questionable calls, and she hasn't been very animated. She generally coaches a lot like Coach Massey. I mean, she's up more, but not a whole lot of. She's not one of those that's hot tempered over on the sidelines. So I'm kind of surprised that.
And we don't know why. So Riley Jenkins will go to the free throw line, makes the first. And now,
but this is a huge change.
Yeah, because the streaks could end up with a lead because they're going to get two free throws and then the basketball. They're now down by two as she made the first. And down by one now, 38-37. So a key point of the button. Maybe Debbie Kaufman will be our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time player of the game.
That's a coach's worst nightmare, is getting that technical in a game like that's as close as this one is, where it could matter.
So the streaks with the basketball, chance to take the lead. Riley Jenkins down the left side of the lane, lays it up off the glass.
Oh.
Too strong. Rebound, and it's tapped around, and finally Steinman comes away with it for Central Catholic. Steinman on the dribble, left side down the lane to the left baseline. Three by Shanks is up and good. Wow, she was ice on that one. Shanks puts it up and in. That's her second three of the game, and she just blasted that one through, 41-37. Now a near turnover. Shanks tapped the ball. Streak still in the backcourt. And now that should have been a foul on Shanks. She got bumped, and I'm not sure how that ball doesn't go to Central Catholic if you don't call the foul, because I thought it went off of Kelsey, but went out of bounds. Streak still have it.
Yeah, that was big because the 10 seconds was coming quick, too. Look
Kelsey.
Up. Nope. Oh,
finally
wow.
got it in. Yeah, lucky that Davis turned the wrong way playing defensive back there, and Riley was able to
Shanks,
gather
but yeah.
for Shanks, and Riley gathered in the pass. 3:04 to play. Streaks trail 41-37. Deja Range, top of the key, out high right side to Andrea Sampson. Now under three to play. Streaks trail by four. They had it down to one at 38-37, but Shanks comes down and nails a three-pointer. Riley Jenkins right wing, backdoor to Deja, but too much traffic there, and we've got a tie-up.
Oh, big.
Yeah, Streaks are lucky they got the possession arrow pointing their way. Got a break there, and what was a sure turnover.
Now would be a good time to get that three in the corner if the Streaks can work the offense to it. They're not going to.
Well, and it comes to Riley Jenkins out near midcourt, and they'll just set the offense. 2:42 to play. Left wing, Kelsey Legg. Directing some traffic. Now brings it out between the circles. Hands off to Andrea Sampson. Andrea gets a pick from Deja, top of the key. And I don't know what they're complaining about. Deja was stationary. The girls run
into
her. They bounce off, and they think Deja should be called for a foul. Deja's solid, and there's nothing you can do about that. That's
right. As long
foul.
As Deja's not moving, it doesn't matter how hard that girl hits her.
Chloe McCarthy, for three. Missed it. Andrea going up for the rebound against Kaufman.
They're
going to
call a foul on Andrea there?
Yeah, they both went straight up for it.
They both caught the ball at the same time.
Yeah. So Andrea gets called for the foul. That's her
wow.
third. And we'll walk it back this way. And Kaufman's going to go to the free throw line with two shots.
Where she's perfect.
One and one. I'm sorry. Chance of one and bonus. 18 fouls on the streaks. Yeah. I mean, Andrea and Kaufman both went straight up after the rebound. Both had their hands on it. And Andrea got called for the foul. Kaufman hits the first.
Jeez.
She's 5 for 5 from the line. And Coach Massey calls the timeout. And this is the full timeout. We'll take one as well. 2:15 to play. Streaks trail 42-37. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Katie Carlson from WGIL, reminding you that the Nova Singers and Knox College are hosting a residency with famed South African composer Dr. Michael Barrett. Three seminars with Barrett, free and open to the public, will be held January 30th and 31st. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
Locally owned WGIL. Local radio hosts, local news, keeping you connected. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com. Get today's local news headlines in your email with the morning brief from WGIL News.
It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Yeah. 2:15 to play in the ballgame. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the Bloomington Central Catholic Saints 42-37. It'll be Bailey Kaufman at the free throw line. She's 5 for 5 in the ballgame. She'll have the second, the bonus shot here. Streaks come out with their starters, Kelsey Legge, Deja Range, Chloe McCarthy, Andrea Sampson, and Riley Jenkins. 42-37. So Kaufman at the free throw line and hits the second. Pretty good looking ball player.
Yeah. You know, she needs to learn a couple more post moves, though.
Yeah, right, yeah.
She's when got one.
Yeah, and I think if she worked even more on the ball handling, she could be more of a three.
Right.
Now down the lane.
Oh, what a pass.
Chloe McCarthy on the feed from Kelsey Legge. Chloe rolls it up and in. And she's got 6 and make it 43-39. Less than 2 minutes to play. Now they're going to take the air out of it a little bit. Steinman holding on to it. Gets out high right side to Shanks. Now it's Cox out to Steinman.
I would probably switch to the 1-3-1 here if I'm Coach Massey, because they're going to run this stall offense up the top.
Yeah. Now they kind of run a bit of a weave, and Steinman has it out between the circles. Right side now. This is Kaufman with a minute and a half to play. Do you get to the point where, I mean, you're going to have to foul, but you don't want to foul Kaufman. I wouldn't foul any of these shooters. You probably want to foul Cox when she has the ball, just because she's the sophomore and hadn't even hardly touched the ball.
This should be streak ball.
Yeah.
I think Riley hit it, and then it got hit by
Davis. Yeah. If it went off Davis's foot, then they're going to take the other way. Now Coach Massey calls another timeout. I think he's probably going to switch up the defense now, or maybe he's seeing something that they can take advantage of defensively. 30-second timeout here.
We don't have the greatest vantage point because we were behind the play, but it sure looked like Riley tipped it and then Davis hit it before it went out of bounds.
1:19 to play. Streaks trail 43-39. It'll be Central Catholic ball. We'll see what the Streaks come out with defensively here.
I would guarantee. Well, I would bet we're coming out 1-3-1 unless he's just going to do a trapping defense where they play man-to-man and whoever's off the ball comes and traps the guards. But you got to do something so that they can't just keep running the weave out top. And it looks like they're coming man-to-man, at least initially.
So Steinman will inbound from midcourt. Actually, they have her in the backcourt. And it comes to Davis. She traveled, and then nearly had a pocket pick by Riley Jenkins. Finally got it back.
She almost went over and back, too, because she stepped over, but the ball stayed in the backcourt.
Now Riley with this knocks it away, and the ball, unfortunately coming up.
Oh, and they're going to call foul.
Riley knocked it away. The ball went to the floor. Streaks nearly had it. And then at the same time, it was Shanks, and it looked like Kelsey Legge grabbed it, but they called a foul on Kelsey.
Yeah, the ball batted off Shanks's face, and the Streaks were running into the backcourt to go get it. Shanks had, with her face, kept it in the front court, and that's the only reason the ball stayed back there.
Missed the free throw, though. Chloe McCarthy with a rebound. Streaks will bring it back the other way. 1 minute to play, trailing 43-39. Right wing, Andrea Sampson for 3. Too strong. Rebound comes out long, and Steinman comes away with it. Streaks got to get after it defensively. This is Shanks across to Davis. 50 seconds to play. Now it's Shanks. Ooh, nearly traveled. Cox had the ball. That's the person you want to foul. Now Davis has it. Steinman's got it right at the center circle, 42. Well, he's not yelling to foul yet. They're looking for the steal.
Well, Steinman. It's two possessions right now. And okay, now there's going to be the foul.
Yep, Riley fouls Steinman, and that's probably not who you want to foul, but she had the ball at the time, and You're lucky there because, again, Riley didn't go for the ball. She kind of grabbed her on the hips, tapped her, and that's by rule, could be called an intentional foul.
Right, but 99 times out of 100, it isn't, even though I totally agree with you. And maybe Steinman was the one to foul.
Oh, wow, she missed it. And this was a two-shot foul, by the way, because that's 10 team fouls on the Streaks.
Streaks need to box out.
So they take Cox out, and they bring in a ball handler, Anna Isaac, who may be a better free throw shooter as well. 35.5 to play. Streaks trail 43-39. Make it 44 now. She hit the second.
Need a bucket.
And now Davis is going to go out, and the unknown player comes in.
You don't need a three here, and they're going to press.
Yeah.
You don't need
just
a three.
Yeah, you just got to get to the basket and score. Maybe get some contact. Now, that's going to go back to, Streaks got a break there as that ball went off Kelsey's leg.
I think so,
going
too.
Going down the baseline. Her and Shanks going after it, and I thought it went off Kelsey's leg. But the official actually was blocked from it because both players were between he and the ball.
Well, good decision right here to put Andrea as the passer. And the Streaks tried to run the home run, but Kaufman was sitting back there as free safety.
Andrea got away with the traveler. 28 seconds to play, and Chloe's going to, the blocking foul is going to be called on Isaac.
Only the 16 follows, so Streaks will still have to inbound the ball and run some offense.
26.6 to play. Streaks trail 44-39. See what they'll do. They'll have it on the near sideline. All right. Plenty of time here, but you got to hustle. In it comes to Andrea Sanson out near midcourt. 25 seconds to play. Andrea gets a pick from Deja. Get a pick and roll. Deja gets behind the defender, puts it up off the glass too strong, and now on the rebound, Deja's going to get called for the foul. Well, I don't know how that pass got through there.
I don't know either.
Deja's strength, she was able to pull it away.
But again, Deja went with the power dribble. Yeah. She's got to get rid of that power dribble because you have so much more fluidity. If you catch that ball high, you keep it high, and you just put it up and in. Once you're going two planes levels by the time you go down to the ground, bend over, and then pick back up.
First free throw good by Bailey Kaufman.
If she hits this one, it's going to be real tough.
Missed that one, though, and Chloe McCarthy with a rebound. 45-39, 15 to play. Streaks got to hurry, get a shot off, and then pick up defensively. Riley Jenkins to Andrea Sanson, right baseline for three. Missed it. And the rebound comes down, and a jump ball call. Possession arrow points toward Central Catholic.
Well,
so 5.6 seconds to play.
Need a miracle at this point. Yep. You got to get a steal three, and then and then you have used your last timeout because otherwise the clock runs.
Yep. So 5.6 to play. And even if you do make a shot, you have to use that timeout because otherwise they don't even have to inbound. And it comes to Kaufman, and they're not even going to foul. 3 seconds to play, two, and the clock's going to run out.
He calls a foul at the buzzer.
Yeah.
She was tied up for 2 seconds, and he's going to call a foul at the buzzer.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, there you go. Final score. The Bloomington Central Catholic Saints defeat the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Final score, Central Catholic 45, Galesburg 39. We'll take a timeout. Again, and I don't even know if Coach Massey's going to come up.
I doubt it.
He may not, since there's only a half hour between the games here, so we may not get a chance to chat with him. So we'll go ahead and take a timeout here. We'll come back and run through some stuff on our post game and figure out what we're going to do here for the second game coming up in about a half hour. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL or WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
In basketball, it's your defense's job to keep the other team from scoring, just like your car insurance policy is supposed to protect you when you have an accident. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. Craddy Insurance and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the perfect team to keep you out of foul trouble. I'll discuss your needs and we'll select the right coverage for you. Call me today at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg for a free auto insurance estimate with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Opening a health savings account is a great option to consider. The contributions made to an HSA may be used to pay qualified medical expenses now, or you can accumulate savings towards future medical expenses. A qualifying HSA account may also offer you tax benefits. Hi, I'm Tara Ruff at Tompkins State Bank. Opening an HSA account with us is very simple and requires no minimum balance. For more information on a health savings account, call or stop by any of our four locations today.
Tompkins State Bank, member FDIC.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
The official WGIL forecast. Becoming partly cloudy for tonight with a low of 4, a wind chill value of negative 1 to negative 6 for tomorrow. Cloudy with a slight chance of snow in the afternoon, a high of 21, a wind chill value of positive 3 to negative 7. Then for tomorrow night, cloudy with a mix of snow and freezing rain overnight, temperatures rising to the low 30s. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 12 degrees here on WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to the number 4 ranked team in Class 3A, the Saints of Bloomington Central Catholic High School, in the first of what is now 2 games here this afternoon at the John Thiel Gym. Okay, so what's transpired here? The game after ours was supposed to be a couple of the top teams in Class 1A. It was supposed to be the Lewiston Indians against Lanark Eastland. Well, Eastland called it was probably during the third quarter of the game before ours and said they were not going to make the trip. Apparently, they had started on the road. The bus driver said, I'm not going any further, don't want to risk it. So they decided not to come. So Athletic Director Eric Matthews and Streaks Head Coach Evan Matthews.
One powerful bus driver.
Yeah, yeah. They were scrambling to try to decide what they were going to do. So the decision was made. Eric Matthews came up here and was talking with Eric while we were doing the game and said, this was what, in the third quarter, right?
Yeah.
And said, well, we are going to play a half hour after our game's over. We're going to play Lewiston. And now our boys' game has been canceled because Dixon is not going to make the trip down here. So no boys' game tonight. So we'll play our game against Lewiston coming up. We're about 25 minutes away now because they already started the clock. They only put a half hour on the clock and started it right away. So the streets get a little bit of a break. And then we'll have Alton playing Rock Island after this game on the boys' side of things. So anyway, that's where we stand. So I'm thinking we probably won't get a chance to chat with Evan Massey till after
assumption.
The next game. Yeah, and I just see him walking across the floor going the other way now. So anyway, Streaks fall here 45-39. Streaks now 16-10. Central Catholic moves to 22-3. And that's a game, you know, I think these teams play 10 times and they probably split.
Yeah.
You know, the Streaks shoot the ball better. You know, they're going to obviously be better against the team. As you were saying off the air, that this team reminds you a little bit of some of our teams back several years ago that were good teams, but we weren't quite that elite level. And it's kind of the way this team is. They're ranked fourth in 3A. But
there's,
you know,
a huge drop between 3
against,
and 4.
Yeah, you see them against Richwoods and Morton,
yeah.
And it's not pretty.
No, I don't think so at all. And, you know, we obviously haven't seen Kankakee. Kankakee right now is tied is the number one team in 3A, and they're undefeated, but I'm going to guess that Kankakee might be okay, but I don't know that they're as good as Richwoods or Morton.
So the Streaks fall to Central Catholic by a final of 45-39. We're going to go ahead and take a timeout, then we'll come back and run down our postgame stats and come back and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game in just a bit as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Dave's Auto Body. Call Dave's.
There is nothing quite as terrifying as ordering 200 t-shirts. There's just so many things that could go wrong. So you got to pick the most reputable screen printing operation in the business. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They got about a million t-shirts under their belt. They offer premium ink that will last much longer than one season. They have tons of ink options and an endless assortment of colors to complement any design you might have. And a graphic design artist on staff to help conceptualize your idea. Embroidery, screen printing, you place your trust in the capable hands of Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Design a shirt right now at BreedloveSports.com.
You know those people who can build anything? I'm not one of them either. But you don't need to be, because the guys at Courtright Construction are. They're master craftsmen that'll take on every project on your list. Give them a call to get your project on the books. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
They're free, and with it, you could win cash. So be sure you have a white WGIL button for all your coats. Get as many as you need at the Grandview Restaurant on Grand Avenue in Galesburg.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. Silver Street girls basketball, the first of two now here this afternoon. They fall to the Central Catholic Saints, 45-39. Our postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Scoring-wise, Streets didn't put anybody in double figures. Andrea Sampson led the way with 9 points on 3 three-pointers. 7 points for Riley Jenkins on a couple of baskets, 2 for 3 from the line. 3 players with 6. Deja Range with 3 baskets. Chloe McCarthy with a couple of baskets and 2 for 2 from the line. And Kelsey Legg with a couple of baskets and 2 for 2 from the line. 2 points for Lexi Tucker on a basket. 3 for Chelsea Stevenson on a traditional 3-point play, a basket and a free throw. Streaks actually shot the ball well from the line. Didn't get there enough. They were 8 for 10. Just 3 makes from behind the arc. For Central Catholic, a couple of players in double figures, led by Bailey Kaufman with 13. Only made 3 baskets, 7 for 8 from the free throw line. 12 points for Abby Davis. A couple of threes, 1 for 2 from the line. 9 points for Lauren Shanks. She had a couple of threes, a 2 and 1 for 3 from the line. 7 points for Katie Steinman, a 3, a 2, and 2 for 4 from the line. They were 11 for 16 from the line. 6 3-pointers in the game.
I think you gave some of Lauren Shanks' points, or one of Lauren Shanks' points, to Abby Davis.
Oh, did I? Okay.
I don't think Abby Davis ever went to the free throw line in the game.
Oh, okay.
Lauren Shanks was there a few times.
Okay, I had her there in the third quarter. I must have.
Maybe, unless I screwed it up, but whatever.
You're probably right, because I got, for some reason, even though one's 12 and one's 20, I was getting them mixed up. So that may be right. So maybe it was Shanks.
I had Shanks 2 for 5 10. From the line.
Okay, that would have been, let's see, 1, 2.
And I had Abby Davis, no free throws.
Okay, that would be right if that's the case. So that means that would give her,
10
points then, and 11 for Abby Davis.
Correct.
So 3 players in double figures then for Central Catholic. All right.
Streaks turned the ball over 13 times. Not a bad number, but they only turned Central Catholic over 11 times. Streaks did out-rebound the Saints 23-18, including 7-4 on the offensive boards. Central Catholic shot the ball pretty well, 14 of 29 from the field, 6 of 13 from downtown. Streaks, on the other hand, 14 of 27, 3 of 14 from downtown. Stats in addition to the points Tom told you about, Deja Range had a steal and 6 rebounds. Lauren Livingston had a pair of rebounds. Chloe McCarthy had 4 rebounds, assists, and 2 blocks. Lexi Tucker had 2 boards, a board for Andrea Sampson, a rebound for Chelsea Stevenson to go with a steal. Riley Jenkins, a rebound, assist, and 2 steals, and 5 rebounds, assists, and a steal for Kelsey Legg.
Postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in Oneida. We'll take one more break, come back, and give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Did your parents get a new ride?
Tell me it's not a Toyota.
It's definitely a Toyota.
I want a new Toyota.
They're beautiful, they're functional, and they're the most dependable brand on the market. So the question isn't who's driving a Toyota. The question is, who wouldn't want to drive a Toyota? Hi, I'm Brian Penniman, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. The 2019s have arrived, so stop by and start test driving. I promise we'll make the buying process so easy. The hardest part will be deciding between Harbor Gray Metallic and Galactic Aqua Mica. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
GalesburgToyota.com.
Mom's night out. Mom's night out next Thursday, but you'll have to meet me there.
We have a problem.
Don't you dare cancel on me.
So I can't drive at night.
What?
I mean, I can, but it feels like I can't see. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
It's pretty common, but don't let night blindness stop you from living after dark. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Make your appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
The Galesburg Silver Streaks host the Alamo Pioneers in a makeup game Monday night at John Thiel Gym. I'm Tom Eredith. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame around 6:06 on WGIL.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, the Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to the Bloomington Central Catholic Saints, the number four team in Class 3A. The final score, 45-39. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And, you know, there's a couple different points in the game where the Streaks got themselves back in it, gave themselves a chance. And during that run, Riley Jenkins had a little four-point run during the third quarter. But honestly, that was more triggered by defense and rebounding at that point.
Yeah, and the other thing is the defense was huge for the Streaks in slowing down Kaufman. She ended up with 13 points, but, you know, one of the things I always look at is where did a lot of those points come from? 7 of her points came from the free throw line. So, you know, in arguably some questionable foul calls to put her there.
All right, so Deja Range, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. Well, we're going to wrap it up for a few minutes here anyway and come back in just a little bit. We're not going to do a regular pregame. We're just going to come back and bring you the start of the game just beforehand. As the Streaks are now going to play back-to-back, they will play the Lewiston Indians, who are scheduled to play Lanark Eastland in a battle of a couple of the top teams in Class 1A. Eastland decided not to make the trip down here. Dixon, also on the boys' side, decided not to come down, so we won't have a boys' game tonight. But the girls are now going to play coming up, and there's about 17 minutes left on the clock here. So we're going to take a timeout here, and we'll go take a break and get some water and get prepped for game two here from John Thiel Gym.
And don't forget, for those basketball fans out there, there is still a boys game.
Yeah, one more
it's
boys
just
game.
Not our boys game. Alton and Rocky will play tonight as well at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, 6 o'clock, and that'll be the final game of the shootout here from John Thiel Gym. Thanks to James Noble, our studio engineer. I'm sure he'll still be with us when we come back in just a few minutes for Eric Gibson, Tom Eredith, saying so long for now from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports. Don't miss it.